In the Torah, as we all know, again and again and again, God appears to human beings. But this morning, there is a sort of revolutionary appearance from God, in some way breaking the pattern of what has happened previously. Because up to now, God appears to human beings in fairly momentous circumstances. In the Garden of Eden, when they're about to be expelled from the Garden of Eden, when the flood is going to destroy the earth, when Cain kills his brother Abel, when God comes to Abraham and says, Lech Lecha, you have to go and change your life and through your life create a people. None of that happens this morning. This morning, Abraham is sitting outside his tent, and all of a sudden, God appears. Nothing cataclysmic, nothing momentous. It just happens. The Or HaChaim points out that even the wording of God's appearance changes between now and all the other appearances that God will make in the future to Abraham. Here it's by Yiralav. To him appears God. In the future, it will just be Vayomer Elohim El Abraham. God said to Abraham, not to him God, but God said. Because from now on, after this, Abraham will have learned a critical lesson, which is that not every appearance of God has to be accompanied with thunderclaps and earthquakes. The rabbis, according to one rabbinic scholar named Max Kedushin, were normal mystics. It means they didn't think that you had to have visions to be a mystic. They didn't think that you had to, as Yaakov did, lie down and see ladders that ascend to heaven and angels descending and ascending the ladder. You just had to be open to the possibility of God's presence. We assume that that only happens at certain specified and remarkable moments in our lives. When we see a sunset, we're ready to see God. When we climb a mountain, or perhaps even when we come to synagogue, but on the freeway, in our offices, at night, lying in bed, during the day, when we turn off the television. No one would say that those are the natural times to see God, but of course, as the Kabbalistic maxim says, an awakening below creates an awakening above. You can be ready at any moment. Life is spiritually unpredictable. It doesn't say Abraham was sitting outside his tent and was ready for God to appear. It just says Abraham was sitting out there and he looked up and there was God. Which is the Bible's way of saying not that God was standing there, but that Abraham looked up. Just as Moshe turned aside to see the bush. Not physical, but spiritual motions, and you can look up at any time, and God can appear. And unfortunately, we have built within us this sense of cynicism about the possibility. So if someone says to you, you know, I went to this island, and I sat on the beach, and I saw the sunrise and I felt God. You say, oh yes, I know what you mean. But if someone says, you know, I was sitting in a restaurant just before I came here having a tuna fish sandwich and I experienced God, you think, all right. Right. But does God inhabit only beaches and not restaurants? Is God only on mountains and not on side streets? God was at the opening of Abraham's tent. And there is a mezuzah at the opening of your door. And when you walk out of your house, you might find God there. It happens. I felt it. You felt it. But we're inclined to dismiss it because we're not in a place where we assume God must be present. Judaism is not a tradition of special moments. It's really a tradition of the everyday. We are taught in halakha, in Jewish law, tadir usheino tadir, tadir kodem. If you have something that happens all the time and something that happens specially, the thing that happens all the time takes precedence. It's more important. Special moments are less special in our tradition than everyday moments. Because we live in the everyday, and that's where we have to find God. So I just want to urge you to believe in that possibility. To be open to an awakening below that creates an awakening above. To believe what we just davened in the Amidah when we said in the Modim, Al Nisecha Shebechol Yom Imanu, for your miracles which are with us every day. But we can trigger the miracles. The initiative doesn't always come above. Sometimes you have to sit in the opening of your tent and be ready. As the Baal Shem Tov said, a penny in front of your eye blocks the sun. Being wrapped up in small things may make us miss the most important ones. Because God is present at all times, in all places, right here, right now. And all we need to do is look up. Shabbat Shalom.